Yeah. Well, I see a few very important positive environmental impacts. On the one hand, traditional oaring has a very huge impact on nature. Because I don't know whether you ever visited a mine, but it's really intrusive in nature. The landscape is being destroyed, biodiversity is being destroyed, etc., etc. So one of the biggest environmental advantages is that you will try to get nickel in a very environmentally friendly way using plants that actually stimulate biodiversity instead of decreasing biodiversity. Another important environmental advantage that I see in the agro-mining chain is that when you convert the biomass into nickel ashes, you will also produce energy out of it. And what we are doing then is we are producing energy with biomass, and that can replace our current addiction to fossil fuels. So that's another very interesting side effect, a very positive one that has the potential to beat climate change, actually. One of the disadvantages is that when you want to make agro-mining financially attractive, you actually have to create a large-scale treatment plant for the biomass. And creating such a large-scale biomass plant means that you have to centralize the nickel production at a certain location, but there is always this trade-off, you know. A larger treatment plant also means that the agro-mining crops have to come from a further place and transport distance increases. So I think that's the balance that our colleagues have to do with the life cycle analysis at the other universities, because they are at the moment studying how does this trade-off work? Is the net environmental balance still positive or negative? So there are some risks, like, well, the agro-mining crops have to travel to the central processing plant. Well, that can be a disadvantage.